Welcome to episode 30 of the Shitty Shark Show, where we cover the shittiest shark movies that we can find. And we found one for you this week.
We'll
be covering Psycho Shark. But before we spoil or jump into the review or do any of that stuff, this is the part of the show where myself and the co-hosts with the mosts, Keith, Maddie, and Monster, we all talk about our weekly shark bites. Since Keith always just kind of like, did you know sharks swim in water for his shark bite? We'll just go ahead and start with Monster so we can start on an up note. Monster, what do you got for a shark bite?
Well, I was going to actually take a page out of Keith's book today, but you're lucky I decided not to. So I actually have some real shark bites here. I got two of them as usual. One of them, I came across this and it was just a really crazy article. This was posted on 24th of February. And this is about, so a girl was exploring inside an abandoned aquarium. And she found the remains of a mummified, what they're calling zombie shark, still in its tank. And there's photos of it and it looks insane. And apparently there was like dead squid inside as well and stuff like that. So she like wasn't supposed to be in there, and she kind of, you know, I guess it's in Spain, and she stumbled upon inside and found a mummified shark in the tank still. And they said it was in some kind of embalming fluid, and that it smelled really bad or whatnot, something like that. So pretty crazy. So. We got a real zombie shark, so.
Wow. Sounds like a new Sci-Fi Channel movie, or one that already happened, rather.
Yeah, there's a video of it. There's pictures of it. I mean, go check it out. It's insane. I mean, it looks so creepy and cool. Like, I wish I owned it.
I'm going to check them out.
But yeah. So my second shark bite, though, this one's for John. So apparently, this was just recently as well, February 23rd, it says. I'm not sure exactly when it happened, and this is via Texas Monthly. And so there was a Texas woman who punched a shark in the face and got away from the shark. So yeah. apparently she was swimming, and she felt something messing with her foot, and she had flippers on. And she said if she didn't have flippers on, she thought she probably would have lost her foot. And apparently was still hanging on by some tendons and stuff. And they don't know if she's going to get full recovery of her foot. But she said she was swimming. She felt something tug on her foot. Then she felt another tug on it. First, she thought it was her friends playing with her. And then she felt like kind of some pain. And then like after the after it all happened and the adrenaline wore off, they said she was in like severe pain. And her foot was pretty badly mangled. But she said she started punching the shark right in the face and punched it in the nose a bunch of times. And the shark just took off and left her alone. And she said if she wouldn't have punched the shark, she probably wouldn't have, you know, she might not have a foot, or she might not have lived. So, and it was a lemon shark is what they were saying. I think that was the one that was a lemon shark. Let me see. Yeah, it was the lemon shark, a 6-foot lemon shark. And they say normally lemon sharks don't attack people, but somebody had spotted this one in the area before, and apparently it was chasing a seal or something like that. And they said so it must have been hungry, because it wouldn't normally attack lemon sharks don't normally attack people unless, you know, they're starving to death. And they said so this thing must have been extremely starving to attack her and stuff. But yeah, it's that was crazy. She actually punched a shark in the nose, John, and got away with it. And yeah, got out. I mean, you know, she still has her foot still attached. It's not working, but it's still attached.
So. Hey, Monster, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is, I guess, a geography question. Do you know what the capital of Alaska is?
No.
Do any of you know what the capital of Alaska is?
Anchorage.
I didn't even know Alaska had a capital.
Every state has a capital.
I don't know.
The
Anchorage?
North Pole.
No, it's not Anchorage.
Okay. That's the only one I really know. So.
Yeah, I feel like I should know, but I don't.
I know. Right. I feel the same way.
All right. Well, if anybody figures it out. Hey, Monster. How did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for Christmas?
I have no idea. He used the Force.
He felt his presence.
So you're not going to tell us about what you just asked, though? You're just going to leave us
Alaska?
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, now I wonder what the capital of Alaska is.
Well, you all have the Google machine.
We have a John, too.
That's true.
Hey, Maddie.
What?
Shark bite, Maddie.
Wait, hold on.
Are you Googling, Maddie? Are you Googling?
Yes.
You know.
No, I don't know. Why would I ask you if I did?
Well, why would you ask that in the first place?
What's the capital of Alaska? Hold on.
Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah, hold on. Let me ask it again. What's the capital of Alaska, Maddie?
Juneau.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
That's a terrible joke.
Hi, Maddie. My name is John. We've never met, apparently.
Okay.
All right, Maddie. What's your shark bite?
It's that this came from the Mirror. Two massive sharks captured on drumlines after the British dive instructor mauled to death. There was Simon Nellis, who was, I guess, mauled to death, and his fiance like put up a nice tribute and everything. And they captured the sharks that did it. I don't know. I didn't read enough of this article.
Yeah, they think they got the sharks. One of the sharks had done it.
It's a jaw situation. No.
Now, when they say mauled, because I remember when that first broke, they actually had a guy describe who was there. He saw what happened. Because these were sizable sharks. Did you read anything beyond the mauled? Because it's like they cleaned it and scrubbed up the description a bit. But one of the witnesses. Basically the witness said the shark came up from beneath them and bit him in half in one shot.
Yeah, that's terrifying. So.
Yep. And when they say they didn't say they collected body, they said they collected body parts.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So.
Yeah, that guy was.
That could have all been avoided, though, you know, if they'd have just stayed away.
Yeah.
Listen to the lifeguards.
I can't argue.
Hey, Maddie.
Yes.
I've been really into charity lately. Today, I gave away all of my dead batteries free of charge.
Oh, boy.
Well, hey, okay.
John. Hey, John.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what's that movie that Elliot Page is in?
I don't know.
Juno?
Dude, you can't do that. You got to have something. So, but hey, Maddie, one more thing.
Yes.
You ever heard the phrase, if life gives you lemons, you make lemonade?
Of course.
What
if life gives you melons?
Melonade?
No, you just might be dyslexic. Melons.
I mean, you got big melons. That's what she said.
All right, so here's melonade. The part. Here's the
what
part
the hell is
of,
melonade?
Here's the part of the first segment of the show that everybody looks forward to, that we all look forward to. Keith, what's your shark bite?
I actually got a good one, which I think we should have talked about on very first. Sharks swim in waters. Did you guys know that?
No. Yeah.
Sharks usually live up to 20 to 30 years. And that was unusual to me because all the animals like dogs and cats and stuff like that, they only live for 15 years. Sharks actually live up to 20 to 30 years.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Talked about this on the show several times.
Yeah, that was a question at my birthday party, shark trivia.
Ah.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
What kind of prize do you give a person who hasn't moved a muscle in over a year?
I don't know. What?
A trophy.
Oh.
A trophy?
Wow. Yeah.
So I got a couple of little shark bites here for yins. And mine, I just been on this kind of like Well, this is the Shitty Shark Show, and it is hosted on Crappy Movie Reviews. So I thought I should ask you all a question and maybe drop some knowledge on you. So two questions. Question one, do you guys know what color shark poop is?
Like, probably gray. Like, grayish. Because they're in the water so much. Like, gray, sloppy poop.
Shark poop is actually green.
That was going to be my guess, too, but I didn't know that for sure.
Now,
I would have said gray, actually.
Yeah. Now, do you guys know? Do sharks fart?
Yeah, they do. Didn't we talk about that in the past?
They suck air in. Yeah, they suck in the air when they break the surface and eventually is expelled out of their cloaca, which is science talk for shark butthole.
Yeah.
So when I'm like, Pete, stop being a cloaca, you know I'm telling you the fucking shark.
Oh, could that be like a new way of voting? Like, so we have like our fins up, but we have the cloaca? It's like,
no, I mean, I don't want a category of review to be shark butthole. You know, it's like,
I like that idea.
Fins up, fins down, not shark butthole.
Well, if it's shitty, hey, this is the Shitty Shark Show, and if the movie is shitty, I mean, I don't know.
What's your cloaca?
It's kind of like right there for us for the taking, but anyways.
All right, one last joke before we move on and take a break and get to a good Lord, this movie. Oh my God, we're gonna be talking about.
I regret it myself.
Oh, shit. yeah.
What movie?
Yeah, we all have regrets. I think we all have regrets. Yeah. But, hey, Monster.
I don't know. Keith might not have any, but yeah, what?
do you know why you can't trust atoms?
No.
Because they make up everything. Atoms. They make.
Oh,
up.
I get it.
That's like a third.
Billy
grade
Adam, I know. Billy Adam, I know, is a Packers fan, so I don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh dear. All right. So, well, shit. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Psycho Shark. Oh, we also have in the third segment of the show a game show that I'm going to run. And then we'll talk about what episode 31 will have in store for all the yins that listen. Because I got to be optimistic that somebody actually listens. So, all right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some Psycho Shark.
They don't live in coffins. Or appear only at night. Or run for fear of the light. They wait and watch and strike without warning. There is no place to hide when the dead are alive. National General Pictures presents The Dead Are Alive, starring Samantha Egger, Alex Cord, and John Marley. Victims, violence, vengeance. Behind eyes of fire, terror strikes to revenge desire. And there is no place to hide when the dead are alive. In color, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Because of the grisly subject matter presented in the motion picture, The Gates of Hell, no person under 17 years of age will be admitted to the theater unless they are accompanied by a parent or certified adult guardian. The Gates of Hell will be shown in its uncut version, and some people may find certain scenes shocking. Again, we repeat, no one under 17 years of age will be admitted to the Gates of Hell unless they are accompanied by a parent or certified adult guardian.
And we're back. And I'm doing my man Keith a favor by trying to explain the plot of Psycho Shark. Psycho Shark from 2009 is a Japanese movie, which explains the Japanese girl speaking Japanese. Japanese girls go on a vacation on an island, and their all-inclusive resort gives them a video camera to record their memories.
And credits.
And one of them decides to watch a tape, and they find footage of some other Japanese girls frolicking and having a good time. That is until a local crazy guy shows up, stabs them, and feeds them to a shark. Not just any shark.
Supposedly.
But a psycho shark.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Because we don't ever say actually anyway. No.
So, and then there's like a crazy guy chasing Japanese girls in bikinis until they get to the end. And it's either like a shark that's in the crazy guy's mind or this giant, horrible CGI shark. Basically, this movie's bait and switch. It's not about a shark. Again, you don't even know if it's a shark or if the shark is a fantasy of the serial killer who does most of the violence and mayhem, which is very little. And we don't really even, you know, we see a random fin in the water partway through the movie. And it's the shark itself is only on screen for a few seconds. I think this might be the most sharkless movie we've ever watched for the show. So that's it. Japanese girls go on vacation with the video camera and they see a video of other Japanese girls who also were on vacation, get killed and fed to what may be an imaginary shark. And then they get chased by a crazy dude who tries to maybe sort of feed them to an imaginary shark. Yeah, that's Psycho Shark. And
yeah,
I've seen it before. And I watched it again because you picked it. But I will never watch this again. So, Keith, it was your pick. Tell us what you think about Psycho Shark.
Yeah, boy.
Let me tell you this before I start talking about this. When I pick movies, they're usually on Tubi. It says shark. I say, hey, that looks kind of good. And then I watch it later on. This movie I thought was just going to be another pick. And all my picks turn out, except for Bait, to be a little like, hey, what's going on with it? In this movie, I was going to say that barely no shark, that if if at all. Chinese movie, Japanese movie, Asian movie, something like that, like The Grudge, Battle Royal, stuff like that. They all have that same, like, it's like a documentary almost, and that same, like, kind of feel to it. I like Chinese movies. I do dig them. This movie, a little too boring for me. It was the same thing over and over again. Like I said, I'm going to start watching more shark movies and maybe pick them before. I like Chinese stuff in that way. I think The Grudge, Battle Royale, stuff like that is super interesting. It is good. I dig it, but this movie was a little too slow for me, even for an Asian Chinese movie. It needed to pick up a little bit. It was just a bunch of girls on a trip talking shit the whole time. So it wasn't one of my favorites, but I kind of get it.
Still more action than Megalodon and Bigfoot, though. And
it was kind of like the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
I was kind of disappointed.
Before we move on, I would just like to apologize to our audience. I'm aware that the Chinese movies that Keith keeps talking about are all from Japan, and that Japan and Chinese and China are very different countries. And in fact, they fought a war and they kind of hate each other, or at least used to, but I think they still do. But yeah, so those are all Japanese films that he mentioned. Chinese cinema is very different. But yes, anyways, but your points are valid. This is boring.
Extremely boring.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
How'd you like this one?
This is one of the most boring movies I've watched in a while, and it's 70 minutes and it feels like 3 hours. The CGI shark at the end is pretty funny, but that's it. There's nothing positive I can say about it. Like, that doesn't save anything. Like, it's not worth it. I think the only other positive thing I can say is, like, some of the music during the opening credits was alright, and this was shit. I thought I had seen it before. I think I watched some of it and never finished it for a good reason. and now unfortunately I was forced to finish it, and it's just like a Paranormal Activity with the found footage shit. I mean, that's what I heard other people say, which I don't even really think. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Girl watching videotape.
Right.
Same shit. Again and again. It feels like a guy who just wanted to watch a bunch of girls in bikinis. Whatever.
Well,
it's
I think
so
that might
fucking
be one,
terrible.
I think that might be one of the biggest sins of Psycho Shark. Is this movie made me not interested in cute Japanese girls in skimpy bikinis.
Hey, on the contrary, I could watch that type of stuff all day. But, I mean, the movie's boring as hell, and I wouldn't watch this movie ever again. But I did love the very attractive Asian girls in the movie in skimpy bikinis.
I was so bored.
Actually
that
didn't
I,
enjoy
I,
that.
I got bored. I'm like, yeah, great. Another.
But that was the only thing to look at in the entire film, John. There was nothing else to look at.
That's so all.
At least you had that, though. I mean, it could have been Bigfoot versus Megalodon. I mean, come on.
I think.
I went downhill after Bait, man.
I'm not lying here, and I'm not exaggerating. As much as I hate that movie that shall not be named, at least it had a what the fuck am I watching sort of vibe.
Yes.
So at least that first time through, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I was so like stunned by how inept it was. And this is worse. This is just boring. I'm like, okay, yeah. I get what you're doing. I've seen other movies do this. You're not giving me a what the hell am I watching vibe. You're just giving me why am I watching this vibe.
At least there's
some action, whereas in the other film that shall not be named, there was like no action at all.
But at least like in that one, I'm kind of like, what the fuck? There's aliens.
I'm not trying to make any excuses for this film either, because this film to me is literally, besides the film that shall not be named, is literally to me the worst film we've reviewed since that one. You know,
it went downhill.
So. Yeah, I have a line in my notes that I'm very proud of, and I'm going to share it with you. The line is, and I wrote this while I was watching this. This movie is part Vacancy and part Eaten Alive, blended together in one giant shit milkshake.
Really is.
That's a good way to put it.
It's
like the first 5 minutes was like, oh, maybe this is going to be good. It has that Japanese, that Chinese film or whatever. And it's like, you're like, this is going to actually be good. And then it's like the same thing that happened in the first 5 minutes was the same thing that happened in the whole fucking movie. It's like, it went from the beginning to the fucking end. There was no in between.
Because there was nothing happening.
Nothing happened.
Nothing.
What, we saw one shark fin the whole fucking time?
That was a disappointment.
Battle Royale, The Grudge, I love that shit. That shit is fucking awesome to me.
Yeah, this was like a sad film, basically. It was a wannabe slasher film, and they had no other like storyline to go with it. So they go, oh, let's just make it like he's killing people and throw him off the cliff to this shark that... We don't even know if it actually existed or not, or is real or not. So
it does feel like a movie that maybe they had a different idea when they first started, and then partway through they're like, "We got to have a shark in this thing. We can call it Psycho Shark."
Yeah, which is like basically the worst title I've ever heard for a movie like this, because there's no shark in it, so you can't really say Psycho Shark. Anyways.
But you know,
the original
it's Psycho Bird, the Psycho guy. You know.
Yeah.
I guess. But the original title was Jaws in Japan or something.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, if this is Jaws in Japan, this is the worst Jaws I've ever seen.
So they couldn't even use Jaws. They couldn't even use the fucking name Jaws.
Yeah. It's just not good.
No.
This is and again, I asked you before, and hopefully you're gonna start doing it. Keith, maybe watch the movie before you pick it for the show.
Hey, I think I will. I'm so disappointed. I was so like whenever I picked Bigfoot and Megalodon, I was like, hey, this is gonna work. It's a versus movie. Nah, fucking this movie, Psycho Jaws. It's gonna work. It's a Psycho Jaws. They're going to shark it. Nah. Sharks in Venice.
Yeah. Yeah, I
can like shark say,
hey, you can pick them. You can pick them. Let me tell you, you can pick them.
Oh, but, man.
But yeah, you got the best I try.
For this podcast, you got the best picker.
I gotta watch a lot more
Sharks. I at least try to pick ones that I know are okay, or at least have some reputation.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's just like, wow, this was. This is just
that was bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll go ahead. I've already made my shit, you know, milkshake comment. So you know what? Here we go. We'll have fins up, fins down, and bloody diarrhea from the cloaca.
Cloaca.
So I'm going bloody diarrhea discharge from the cloaca. I hate this movie. I feel bad even calling this a movie.
Yeah,
I know. It had such potential.
It didn't have any potential.
It did. Well, it did for the first 5 minutes. You're like, yeah, and then it's like, oh.
I've seen Japanese movies before. And it had potential because, you know, the bikini tops could have oopsie fallen off. That would have been
the only plus if that would have happened. That would have been the only plus to the film. Too bad they didn't do it, but.
Yeah, I know I'm being creepy, but literally this is
that would actually 70
minutes of girls bouncing around on the screen with nothing else going on.
Yeah, so you feel creepy watching it. You're like, what the fuck?
So, Maddie, what are you going to give it?
Oh, extremely bloody diarrhea
from the cloaca. Yeah,
and like, you know, there's a lot of like you guys said, great Japanese movies. They can get really fucking wild, like. You know, Tokyo Gore Police and stuff. You would think
Ball Machine.
The Japanese shark movie would be fucking insane and awesome, but this movie is just fucking abysmal.
Yeah.
Fucking cloak
up. Fuck this movie.
Monster.
Yeah, that was my thought, Matt. He's like, because, like, going into it, knowing it's a Japanese shark film, supposedly shark film, because there's no actual real shark in it, but... You're expecting it to be like somewhat decent because I'm a huge fan of Japanese horror and, you know, just Asian horror in general from, you know, especially Japanese, they do a lot of great stuff, but this was just like, I give it bloody cloaca stuff too. Cause I mean, there was like nothing, there was like no shark. They didn't even try to attempt to use CGI, the gore there. They just put a little bit of blood on them and pretended like they were cut and stuff. You didn't see any actual, like, you know, actual prosthetics or anything, like any even cheap Party City type of, you know, I don't know if you guys have that out where you guys are at, but that's like our store for our Spirit Halloween Party City where we buy the cheap Halloween decorations where you can make fake cuts on yourself. They should have at least done something like that. But yeah, it has nothing in it. It's not even a shark movie. It's not even really a serial killer movie or a slasher movie because there's almost none of that, too. You don't even know that anybody's actually even being killed. They throw a bunch of blood in the red stuff in the water and then do some crappy camera stuff where it's like the camera's moving around. So it looks like there was somebody got attacked by a shark, but you don't see any actual anything. I don't know. It's just a complete waste of time.
They don't even have rubber limbs, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
rubber
limbs
floating to the ground.
They just threw blood in the water, and they're like, oh, splash around, and then move the camera back and forth and make it look like something. And I was like, really? Like, I mean, like, there's so many things they could have done to at least make it look like a shark was in it or something. But, yeah, this was a complete mess. But like I said, worst thing that we've reviewed since, you know, the one that shall not be named. So.
So, fins up, fins down.
Oh, bloody cloaca for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, Keith, it was your pick. What are you going?
I'm now going to watch movies. The next time I have a pick, I'm going to go right after the show, and I'm going to watch as many shark movies as I
fins
want.
Fins up, fins down, bloody cloaca. Give us your final.
Bloody cloaca on a Taco Bell shell, man.
Oh wow. He invoked Taco Bell. That's
Yo quiero Taco.
Yeah.
The white boys.
Cloaca with the hot.
So can we say that perhaps that maybe Diarrhea Shark can be an unofficial sequel to Psycho Shark?
No, we don't want those two movies connected.
No, okay. Not at all. Diarrhea Shark is amazing. This one was crap.
This totally fucked with Japanese movies, because every Japanese movie I ever saw was fucking on point greatness, and this was fucking
there's some bad ones. I've watched a lot of Japanese cinema. There's some really bad ones. But you're right.
Like any genre.
See a bad one.
Especially scary
movie.
Yeah. All right. So we are unanimously saying stay the fuck away from Psycho Shark.
Wait, is this the first one where we all four gave it a
yeah, because even
down, but
like somebody actually initially was like, you know, the movie that shall not be named is not that bad.
When they should have said, yeah, the worst of all.
Smoke a bong and check it out. Maybe you'll be all right.
yeah.
That's not going to help.
Favorite movie.
That's the only thing that gets me through some of these movies.
You can take a million bong hits, Keith. You can take a million bong hits. It'll never make that movie good. Doesn't matter.
I don't think it will. I was that bored with it.
All right.
I'd rather watch the one that's not named than fucking this.
I'd rather watch neither.
Yeah.
If that's an option.
I'd rather watch my novelty video from my colonoscopy.
I'd rather watch
paint dry. Nobody wants to see that.
All right, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna do my game show, which I've like made a overly complicated game show that you guys are gonna really friggin' hate. The questions aren't bad, but I'm gonna the third round, we're gonna do like a Jeopardy wagering point thing. So
hell yeah, I'm all for it. Let's do it.
All right, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be back with John's game show.
That's very good. Hello, I'm Dr. Cosmo McKinley. I'd like to tell you about a new film from the gang that gave you the Rocky Horror Show. Shock Treatment. You'll be pathetically crazy about shock treatment. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Century Fox has brought you all kinds of movies, but 20th Century Fox has never before brought you anything like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is wonderfully weird. It's fabulously freaky.
We are ready for the floor show.
The story is strange.
I knew he was in with a bad crowd, but it was worse than I imagined.
The songs are super.
Just a sweet transvestite.
The cast is completely crazy. See the Rocky Horror Picture Show, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
I won't have to take this abuse much longer.
And we're back, and it's time for the game show. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to have three rounds. Round one will be worth 1 point. Round two is worth 2 points, and when we get to round three, before you hear your question, you will have the option of wagering however many points you might already have earned.
400.
The top you could wager is 3.
I know.
That's all you could have. And we're also, because I was accused of in the past giving easy questions to people, each question in each round is numbered 1, 2, and 3. So what we're going to do is I'm actually going to have Maddie at random pick a number, and the three of you are going to then go in order. So like if Maddie picks a number and it's the right number and she goes first, she'll get to pick question 1, 2, or 3 at random. And then in the next round, Keith will pick 1, 2, or 3 at random. And then in the final round, Monster can pick 1, 2, or 3 at random. So it's completely fair. And I also have tiebreaker questions in case you guys are tied. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Maddie, pick a number, 1 to 3.
Number 1, because I'm number 1.
Actually, you were on my random list here, number 1. So with round 1, Maddie, you get to pick. Right.
It's already set up.
You get to pick a question, Maddie. Pick question 1, 2, or 3.
2.
All right. Here's your question in round 1, Maddie.
All right.
Name one of the three horror films that Ed Gein inspired.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That is correct. The other two were Psycho and Silence of the Lambs. Maddie has scored a point.
And Ed Gein would have counted, too.
All right. So, Keith.
Yeah.
You get to pick number one or number three.
I'll take number three.
All right, Keith. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Which popular horror film was inspired by real events that took place in Gainesville, Florida in the early 90s?
Uh-oh. Oh, you gave me a tough one. That's tough. Repeat the question one more time.
Which popular horror film was inspired by real events that took place in Gainesville, Florida in the early 90s?
Ah, man, you caught me on that's I can't even think of. I would have to. Is it a shark movie? Is it like Jaws or something like that?
I cannot give you anything else other than the question. Which popular horror film was inspired by real events that took place in Gainesville, Florida in the early 90s?
Well, I'm mind boggled by this. I'm gonna have to say Jaws. That's the only thing I come up with.
Jaws came out in the 70s, and the real life events that inspired it was 20 some years later. Do either of you others not, no points, that. But you guys know what movie it was?
I honestly don't.
I don't either, but I would have guessed maybe Gacy or something. I don't know.
No, this is actually super, super like.
Oh, there's a murder. It's real, but yeah, I can't remember who it is.
Scream.
Oh, yeah.
Scream.
Yep.
Yeah, Scream was inspired by real events.
Yeah, actually.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Scream was an actually happened.
No, it didn't actually happen, but it was inspired. It was like it was clearly this is like anybody that was around and watching Scream would know that like, oh, this was inspired by some shit that went down that like freaked everybody out. It's I think University of Florida campus.
So there was actually a person like calling people on the phone like.
No, which, not exactly.
What's your favorite scary
not
movie?
Not exactly.
Okay.
One. So monster, that means you by default are going to get question number one.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Which horror film was the first to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars?
Ooh. I mean, I would have to say, I think Exorcist, right?
You are correct.
All right.
The Exorcist was the first movie to be, first horror film to be nominated for Best Picture. Yeah. All right, the end of round one, we have Maddie with 1 point, we have Keith with 0 points, and we have Monster with 1 point. But hey, it's anybody's game, because the point totals double for round two. Keith, you get to pick your question out of round two. Do you want number one, number two, or number three?
Give me number two.
All right, Keith, here's your two-point question for round number two. Why can't Michael Myers be killed in Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, which I believe is like part six.
Yes, part six.
Yes. Right. Why can't Michael Myers be killed in Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers?
I can tell you this, but anyway.
You're giving me some tough ones. I would just say, I mean, that always boggled my mind.
I'm not giving
anyway.
You tough ones. You're picking tough ones.
I know. I mean, I could have guessed that Gein one, but I had trouble with the last two you gave me. He boggles my mind anyways because he never dies and he's human, unlike any other. I would just say he's too strong. He's too big. He's too strong.
Do either of you? That's incorrect, by the way. Do either of you? Other ones know why.
It's in the title. It's in the title.
Yes. I know. he's suffering from a druid curse.
Yes, druid curse.
He can't die.
Curse of thorn. Yes.
What's that mean? What's that mean?
He's
cursed, so he can't die. He just can't die.
Yeah.
And his family, every family of his, one of them is, to get into it, one of them is is given the Mark of Thorn, which then that person is therefore cursed to kill their entire family, and they can't stop killing until they kill their entire family, all their lineage. And once that happens, then it transfers to another person. And so it just continues on even after Michael Myers. But anyways.
So it's that's like a least, chain that's, reaction.
That comes that. From part six, at least. That's from part six. But anyways.
Wow, that's deep. Yeah. I didn't know that.
All right. So all Monster. Right, Monster, you get the next pick. So you have either one or three to pick from.
Oh, since I had one last time, I'll pick three this time just to switch it up.
Okay. Question number three in round two for Monster. This is for 2 points. What is the name of the classic Edvard Munch painting that inspired the mask from Scream?
Screaming man or something like that, right?
I know it has the Scream. I'll give it to you. It's Scream.
Yeah, I knew it was. Yeah, I knew it was Screaming. It had Scream in it. I just didn't know the exact title. But yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why they called the movie Scream, because they were gonna call it Stab. Originally they were gonna call it Stab, and they decided to call it Scream instead because of the painting. But yeah.
All right, Maddie, are you ready for your round two question for 2 points?
Ooh, a lot of pressure, I suppose.
All right, Maddie. Round two. How many people does Jason kill in the first Friday the 13th movie?
None. I mean, he pulls what's her face under the water, but he doesn't really kill anyone.
No, zero is the correct answer.
Yeah, she survives. Remember, he kills her in the next
movie. Yeah, I was going to say she survives, so he doesn't kill anyone.
Yeah, he kills her at the beginning of the second one. Or I guess. Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
You know what we're going to do, just to give Keith a chance, we're going to make round three worth 3 points, and then I have a fourth round of questions that you guys can wager on. How does that sound to give Keith a chance?
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. I need a chance.
All right. So, round three questions. Monster, to be fair, now it's your turn to pick first. You have a selection of one, two, or three.
Well, I haven't done two yet, so I think, right? Was it two I haven't done? Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, round three. Round three is a theme round. So, I'm going to give you a line from a movie, and you have to name the movie based on the line. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
All right. For 3 points, Monster, do you want to play a game?
Oh, well, Saw.
Yes. Monster now has 6 points.
That's the easiest one I've ever heard.
That was me.
Maddie.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get a hard one.
One or three?
I guess one.
All right, Maddie, are you ready for your name the movie from this quote? Are you ready?
No, I feel like I'm going to get it wrong and be embarrassed, but let's go.
Welcome to my
room. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes!
That's my favorite, so.
And you guys are picking this shit at random.
Yeah.
All right. Keith?
Yeah.
I want you to focus.
I'm trying to.
This is not a hard one.
You still lost either way. For
3 points. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's Alive!
Oh, shit.
Sorry. That's
I'm stumped on this one, too. I don't know. Oh, Frankenstein.
There you go.
Frankenstein.
Yes, Keith. Yeah.
Frankenstein. Yeah.
I swear, if you didn't.
I know. I almost got stumped on that one too.
All right. Now, you guys know how to use a chat method, the chat screen on.
Although John, couldn't that have been from It's Alive also?
No. This little line is known from.
But I mean, and It's Alive. They do say It's Alive. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, it's from Frankenstein. Everybody knows it's from Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's Frankenstein. I get that.
All right. So here's what we need to do. Everyone needs to let me know how many points they wish to wager right now. Keith, on your final question, how many points do you want to wager?
Well, how many points do I got? Three?
You have three.
I'll wager all of them.
So you're going to wager 3 points.
I'll wager my 3 points.
Maddie and Monster, On the count of three, I want you to tell me at the same time how many points you're going to wager. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Six.
Four.
Jesus, monster. You're supposed to, like, not... You're supposed to do it at the same time.
I know.
It's a jumbled mess, so I waited for a split second.
All right.
I'm going all in.
I'm trying to give Keith a chance, so I'm going
Since
for
Keith.
It. If I miss, then he's got a chance to beat me.
I usually win these games, so... Still like Keith right now.
I'm like a hockey.
Are you ready, Keith?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Since you have the lowest score, I'm going to give you a choice of one, two, or three.
Three.
All right, here you go. What is the tagline on the poster for 1985's horror film House?
Ah, jeez.
Oh, I know this one.
So do I. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Don't come in.
Keith was incorrect.
I'm guessing. I'm wagering all my points. I gotta get at least everybody that at least tried. So
Keith ends
at least
the game
that
zero
I tried.
With 0 points. Maddie, since you were brave, Maddie, and risked all your points, you get to pick either question one or two.
I guess I'll go two.
Okay. What? A special effects artist. What effects artist has the most Oscar wins and Oscar nominations for his work? I will tell you, he's a very, very famous effects artist.
I know this one, I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna lose. I can't think of anyone's names.
Name an effects artist. Just pick one at random.
I know Tom Savini's wrong, but I guess I'll just say him. But I know that's wrong. Give me the name, because I can't think right now.
Rick Winston?
Baker. Nope, Rick Baker.
Oh, Rick Baker.
I'm thinking either Rick Baker or Stan Winston. Had to be one of the two.
Very much.
Yeah.
Let's see if you win with a mighty 10 points or a very sad 2 points.
Yeah, I guess it's still win either way, though. Let's do it.
Yeah. Your question is, what was the first horror movie to win an Oscar for Best Special Effects Makeup?
American Werewolf in London?
Monster finishes the game with 10 points.
Hey. Yeah, I thought that was the answer. Fuck. Good job, Monster. That was a good game.
Hell yeah.
I know my horror movies. That's all I got to say. I know my horror movies. I didn't miss a single question, huh? That was pretty good.
So I'm going to. I have one more bonus question that's worth 0 points that I'm going to ask. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who led the NFL in touchdown passes in 1978 with 28?
Terry Bradshaw.
Fuck yeah, Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, Bradshaw. Man.
Steel curtain, baby.
Hey, Bradshaw. Yeah, Steel curtain. I said, hell yeah. Dynasty is coming again.
Did you like how John Riggins is pissed because he won the first Super Bowl for the Redskins? And since I'm an ex-Redskins fan, but since they named him the Commanders, he's all pissed off, and he has his own podcast, and he was talking crap about the Commanders, and he's like, he thinks it's such a crap name and that he's so pissed off. And yeah. Good old drunk John Riggins.
John Riggins, man.
I think John Riggins is just really mad that he's no longer, like, you know, relevant.
Relevant, yeah.
All right. I mean, but he said that they got rid of the entire franchise, you know, basically, like, they dismissed everything the franchise did up to this point by renaming them, what they did, and changing everything, which I agree. But anyways, enough football talk.
He was the first fullback, though, that really made a difference.
He won the first Super Bowl for Washington ever. But so I mean, he has a right to say stuff. Enough football.
Yeah.
I think Dexter Manley and Joe Theismann and Joe Washington had something to do with it as well.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that was it for episode 30. I had fun. Did y'all have fun?
I had a blast.
Always.
Oh yeah, okay. Always.
So let's air some behind the scenes awesomeness for maybe anybody that's listening. I believe next pick is Maddie's, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. So, but let me ask you all a question. Instead of doing a list or a game show next time, do we want to mix it up and have two movies?
We can do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll
do it. So, if we're doing two movies, I believe then it would be Maddie's pick.
The only thing is, John, is if we continue to do this like with two movies, we're going to run out of movies pretty quick. Popular belief, there is only a certain amount of shark movies. So, never ending.
I actually agree with you, and I don't think this is going to be a normal thing, but just to mix it up.
Yes. Okay, I'm down for that then. Yes.
Okay, then I think I'm up after Maddie would be. So, Maddie, what's your pick?
New shark movie that came out. It's gotten terrible reviews, and that's The Requiem with Alicia Silverstone.
Is that available anywhere?
Yeah, it's available to rent on Prime.
Yep.
Everybody cool with that?
Yep.
Cool with me.
All right.
What was the name of the movie?
The Requiem. Monahan, you got to come and watch it with me. Let's have a few beers.
I'm down for that.
You don't got to spend money to. You guys could come over too.
Yeah, that would cost me
a lot. Hop on that Greyhound. I'll drink a couple beers with you.
All right. Well, let me see.
I definitely would.
I need to figure out my pick. Let's see. Shark movies. No, did we do that one? I don't think we did that one. Hold on. Let me double check, because I have a classic if we haven't done it yet. And I'm using the word classic, like, in very loose terms.
As long as it's better than Psycho Shark.
This is one that I actually like.
I don't know how classic it could be. Or I guess maybe if it's Deep Blue Sea or something. But
give me a classic. I need a classic anyway.
There's really no classic shark movies. That's my point.
There's plenty of classic shark movies.
Yeah, like about a whole three, maybe.
So I'm flipping through our list here, and I don't think we've done this one. How do you all feel about the classic Trailer Park Shark?
Oh, yeah.
Really, I'll watch it. I never even heard of it. Yeah. Does it have to do with the Trailer Boys? Or it's a classic, so it has to be older.
No, it's Black Trailer Park Shark.
Yeah,
it's got Tara Reid in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out.
What more do you need to know?
Without a chainsaw hand, so unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, but you know.
Yeah. We'll take what we can get from the terrible trash Tara Reid, you know.
It looks like NBC has it you can watch.
Nice.
Okay.
I have it on DVD.
Yeah. It's out there. If you guys need to find it, I'm sure like somebody has it. Out there. But yeah, I want to do Trailer Park Shark just because why not?
All right. Sounds good.
So in a couple of weeks, we're going to have probably a shitty Alicia Silverstone movie and a classic Trailer Park Shark.
And
if you're wondering whether the movie's about a flooded trailer park filled with sharks, it is.
No fish in the trailer park. Now it's sharks.
Yep.
So, oh, yeah.
All right. So next time we'll do two movies, which is going to be fun.
Is the shark going to have like a trucker hat on, though, and stuff? Or what?
Yeah. No.
Watch and find out.
Oh, wait, Monster. You've not seen Trailer Park Shark?
No, I have. It's been so many. I saw it when it came out, but I haven't seen it since then, so I totally forgot anything about it. I don't remember it.
It's such a treat.
So it's going to be like watching it again for the first time, which I love when that. Such a good
movie. It's been a while for me too. I made my friend watch it with me, and she was like, "What the fuck is this?"
But in a good way.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. This is back when like Sci-Fi Channel movies were silly.
Yeah, exactly. And fun. So,
yep.
Just those days.
All right. So I think that's pretty good. Episode 30 looks like it's in the can per se. That's fancy.
Well, yeah, that movie should definitely be in the can because somebody needs to throw it away and make another.
Yeah, this is going to be a bit of a short show because I don't think there's any argument as to the quality or lack thereof of the motion picture.
How shit that was.
I wouldn't even call it a motion picture. So.
Yeah, yeah.
It was... Yeah, that doesn't, they did Japanese movies wrong
well,
on that.
Well, picture's supposed to have, like, it's supposed to have a story and, like, it's supposed to move you. This one had no
anything. I mean, it's supposed to have a beginning and a middle. I'm not even asking for that much.
It didn't even have three acts.
It puts you to sleep.
Yep.
If you need trouble getting to sleep tonight, watch Psycho Shark.
Yep. Yeah.
Right?
Yep, exactly.
You'll fall asleep after the first 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, does anybody have anything else they want to talk about before we...
Well, if you don't fall asleep after the first 5 minutes, you'll be wishing you did. Let me say that.
Yeah, so I guess we'll talk a little bit about an event that I know Maddie's going to be attending and that I plan on going out. What is it?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to talk about.
Is it May 1st?
Yep, May 1st at Willow Station. It's Gross Fest halfway to Halloween.
No, Keith, are you making it out there?
Oh yeah, I'll definitely be there. I go to all of those.
You better be there, Keith.
Oh, I'll definitely be there. You're gonna be there, John.
Yeah, I'm driving out.
Oh, fucking A, man.
I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah. You better be.
We'll FaceTime with Monster and we'll just have Monster on FaceTime at the table.
Yeah.
And you can just show me like something. And I'll just stand there scratching my ass and you can be like, hey, look at it's our buddy.
I'll be in the corner smoking joints and drinking Iron City.
Oh, stop with the joints.
All those White Claws, huh, Keith? You'd be White Clawed up?
No, I don't mess with that. That's Maddie's drink.
Keith will be over in the corner with the bitches drinking White Claw. Like, hey, lady!
Yeah, give me the Iron City
and the Jaeger, and I'm all right to
just,
go.
Just so you and Zal know, I've already announced on the other show with Tim that that Keith will be there eating bugs for $5.
I can get a few drinks out of that. I can get a few free drinks.
Cockroaches for 10. Cockroaches for 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that should be fun. And did you really want to try to shoot something?
Probably not for this. Another time. I don't know. Okay, we'll see. I'm going to have the shark with me.
Yeah. But... And I don't have to go home right away.
Okay.
Is that the one that you're...
Because isn't it done like at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I forget. Like, 11 to 4, 11 to 5 or something.
Okay, yeah, so it's an early one. The last time around, I went later in the night, and everybody.
And you missed out, Keith. I know.
Well,
so this one's early. I'll definitely be there early.
My plan is now, and I'm gonna actually ask that we do this is if I drive all the way out there and we hang out some point in the evening after the event's over, we have to hit Primanti's. Okay.
Oh,
fine,
yeah.
Me.
Yeah. I love you'll me some Primanti's.
You'll be on the South side anyway. So there's lots more drinking and stuff like that on the South side.
Yeah. See, I have a 3 hour drive home, so I'm not going to be drinking.
No, you don't have to. You'll be with
you. You and I will be drinking.
Oh yeah, I'll be drinking. I'll take you straight. I know where the good Permanis is, right on the south side. I'll take you to the real good one.
Why not go to the south side Permanis?
Which one you want to go to? The one in the
Willow Station. I don't fucking know.
Oh, it's the south side one.
You want to? We're not going to the south side one. There's other ones with parking lots.
There's one in the strip district.
Oh, you mean the one like kind of downtown?
That's the one that's more like the Strip District. That's towards downtown.
Yeah, because I don't want to go to the one with no parking lot, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That one was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, yeah, you might want to. I haven't really been to the one in the Strip District, but I know I'll take you there. I usually go to the one on the south side.
Well, we have time to sort it out.
I was just going to say, we're spending way too much time talking about which Permane.
This gives Monster plenty of time to find a cheap plane ticket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maddie, Maddie, the shark you're bringing, is that the one that Sean sold you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a fantastic shark. So if anybody's out there, definitely check that out, man. That's a fantastic
look. It's going to be the same shark featured in Bathtub Shark Attack, sculpted by Marcus Cook.
Yeah, so that's fantastic.
Super badass.
I love it.
It's got a big ol' dong, so you can check that out.
Your shark appliance has a dong?
Yeah.
Oh dear. You know, you're just encouraging Keith to do full frontal and diarrhea shark, right?
Oh God.
He's gonna be like, fuck the environment.
Third animal is a porno. We know how that would go.
Let's be honest. If you wanted to shoot spirit animal as a porno, all you'd have to do is hit that furry convention in Pittsburgh.
That's very true.
No, Maddie, you should have Keith sitting with the shark with its arm around Keith, and then it's like smoking a cigarette, and it's like, what's up?
We gotta shoot some outtakes.
Yeah, there you go, definitely.
Like that.
I'm excited for it. I'm super excited. I can't wait to see what my. I know a little bit of what my role is in it, but
No spoiler, Keith. No spoilers.
Yeah. So I haven't told nobody
let me pitch a post credit scene for Bathtub Shark. We'll put Tim Gross in the Bathtub Shark head and have him try to pick up Keith at the bar at Willow Station.
This is happening.
He better have to do it towards the end of the day, though, after Tim has some younglings in him.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Excellent. Well, I think we've killed enough time, and probably Keith has killed enough brain cells tonight.
We all have watched this movie, but anyways.
Yeah.
Any last words from y'all?
No.
Don't get bit.
Yeah, watch out for the jellyfish.
There we go. That's what I was fishing for. Say goodnight, Maddie.
Good night.
Bye.